Authorities have paused for now the difficult work of recovering bodies from that warehouse in Oakland, California that was gutted by fire on Friday night because the building is unstable. Dozens of bodies have already been found in the building, which had been used illegally as both a living and entertainment space, with artist studios, a warren of apartments, a concert venue, even mobile homes inside the building. Devin Katayama is the Oakland reporter for KQED in San Francisco, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Devin, what is going on at the scene right now?
At the scene right now, as you mentioned, they have paused their work. They think that they know the origin of the fire. It's in the back of the building. They think that they know this because there's significant charring. But as you mentioned, they did have to stop their work earlier today because it was unsafe. They've been talking about removing some of this debris bucket by bucket, doing this just really arduous work, partly because they just want to, you know, respect the scene and humanely remove the victims. They've made that very clear in every announcement that they've made. So I think that's where they are right now.
When you say they might know the location of the start of the fire, we had reports of eyewitnesses inside the building saying they thought they saw it start in one particular living space. But do they know why?
They don't know why, and they've made it very clear that it's still under investigation. Until they get to that area, I don't think they're going to be making any sort of this could take a long time to really get to the bottom of why.
Well, many people are still waiting for news of friends and loved ones. Just a terrible scene there outside the warehouse of people looking for missing people on Friday night. Here's Daniel Vega looking for his brother.
I think I'm just more infuriated that I'm not able to help. I want to be there. Give me some gloves. I got work shoes. I'm ready. Let me find my brother.
Oh, Devin, it's just terrible. What are people saying?
It's more of that. I mean, it's interesting in Oakland that a lot of people knew somebody or knew somebody who knows somebody who was in this building. It's a big, you know, this kind of thing exists in Oakland. These warehouse events, they're known. And in fact, a lot of people feel like these kinds of spaces give Oakland a lot of its character. There's going to be a lot of questions into whether this kind of space is unsafe for sure, but how the city deals with these spaces going forward, I think, is going to be coming out.
Well, also, we know there's a criminal investigation going on as to how it got to this point. I mean, people knew about it. There were complaints to the city about this warehouse, and complaints even from people who lived in the warehouse about the way it was kept up. So it's one of the questions, how were people allowed to live there?
And just to be clear, the Alameda County District Attorney has launched its criminal investigation team, has activated its criminal investigation team. So there's no official investigation. But people were able to live there because, you know, as one council member put it to me, the city has neglected some of its duties into these spaces. And I think that's because there's been this culture of acceptance with warehouses like this. And again, I think that's something that the city really needs to figure out, because when you talk to the city, they talk about safety being the number one priority. When you talk to the folks who live there, some of the artists who have been in these spaces, they say that these are the only spaces where they can do what they do. And in many cases, these are the only places where they can live. In a city like Oakland, that's gentrifying, where housing costs are going up. So I think that's kind of the gray area where these places have existed.
Right there next to San Francisco, where rents are impossible. Well, we have another piece of sound. I mean, these are heartbreaking.
They are.
Kim Gregory looking for her daughter, Michaela, the mom saying that she heard her daughter was going to her boyfriend's house, and then this. Let's listen.
Just sitting on the sofa watching the news, and I got a phone call from one of her girlfriends asking if my daughter was home, and I said no. Why? She said she went to that party last night, the one in Oakland, and she just started crying.
Devin Katayama, it sounds like this is happening all across Oakland. We hear there were a lot of 17-year-olds in that building.
Well, actually, only one confirmed 17-year-old at this point. There was, when they first announced this, they said that obviously they're still looking for more bodies and they do expect more victims. I wouldn't be surprised if there are some more underage individuals, but at this point, we really don't know.
Yeah. Devin Katayama, Oakland reporter for KQED in San Francisco, as the search of the warehouse that the people who live there called the Ghost Ship, which is pretty chilling to hear today, as that search has been paused because the building is unstable. And, of course, they're concerned about the lives of the firefighters now. Devin, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.